my name is Mary Shepherd, and I am Joseph's maternal grandmother. I grew up in Beech Grove, Indiana, in the 70s. Well, in the 60s. I was born in 1961. Okay, growing up in Beech Grove, as probably pretty well known, it was very white, not diverse at all. It was even known to be racist. However, I never really witnessed that. But I grew up in a neighborhood that was a closely knit neighborhood, a lot of kids. We were all pretty good friends. The parents all knew each other. We had campouts and sleepovers, and you know, it was a neighborhood where you felt safe. You were out at, you know, after dark playing hide and go seek, and you know, so that's the type of neighborhood I grew up in. And I went to Catholic schools all my life. I was an active child, but I was kind of a loner. I didn't have a lot of close friends. I mean, I had the friends in the neighborhood, but I was kind of a, at school, I was more of a, more withdrawn, and you'd probably even call me shy. Then going into high school, I actually felt like I was kind of coming out of my shell, eighth grade. I was, like I said, I was active. I played basketball. I was on the basketball team. I started playing basketball in sixth grade. And that was kind of a good social outlet for me. I was tall and athletic, so I was good at that time. I started out good, but went to Roncalli High School and played basketball 4 years there. I did develop a few close friendships there. However, I always felt more comfortable being alone. On my lunch break, I'd go to the library. And that's where I kind of started becoming more educated about the black race. So we'd read Jet Magazine, Ebony. I was very much into the black music, and listened to black radio. WTLC was the station then, and wasn't afraid. You know, I was interested in the black culture. So it was after high school that I met some African Americans. I was going to IUPUI, and it was really my job where I would meet more of the had more interaction with African Americans, and that was I was working at a kind of a convenience slash ice cream store called Linder's. They aren't around any longer, but there were African Americans that came in there, and you know, you'd get to know the regular customers, and that's how I met my father and my children, who his name was James King. So we met and started dating. He would come into the Linders and, you know, flirt with me, and so, you know, so we dated and ended up getting married, and I had two children, James and Mariel, and unfortunately our relationship didn't last. He was quite a bit older than I was. I was 19 and he was 38 when we met, and I it wasn't the race so much. I think I was too young and not mature enough for marriage, and so we did end up divorcing. So then I moved back home to Beech Grove with my two children who were, you know, biracial. So when my parents found out I was dating Jim, they were not pleased. They felt like, I think it was because he was black, but also his age, since he was quite a bit older than me. And they were always pretty protective of me. I was kind of, you could say I was a daddy's girl. My father, I was very close to my father. And he tried to explain the culture differences and tried to, you know, make me see his side of you. However, I didn't. I was kind of in a rebellious phase. You know, I was out of high school. I was eager to just live my own life. So I ended up just moving out of my parents' house and moving in with Jim before we were married. And we married, two children. My parents loved my children. They were the first grandchildren, and they totally accepted them and actually accepted Jim, you know, at that, when they knew that I was going to be with Jim, they accepted him. We would come over on the holidays, and there was never any issue. And even the neighbors that knew me in Beech Grove, they were fine. I never experienced any sort of harassment or racial instances of, discrimination or aggression. So in summary, being married to a black man in the 80s, I don't feel that it was any more challenging than being married to a white man. I think relationships in general are challenging. You have to communicate. And so I would say that it was a good experience. Unfortunately, it didn't last, but it did. It made me more aware of the black culture. And I feel like it made me a person who can relate to diverse, you know, people from all different cultures and ethnicities, and I think I view it as a positive.
This has been Joe for WHJE, and you're listening to Identity Crisis.